Many people, especially caregivers, parents, and those in service-oriented roles, are deeply wired to prioritize others. Their instinct is to give, to support, to anticipate needs, and to provide stability. This orientation is admirable and often noble, yet in the process of consistently pouring outward, it becomes easy to neglect inward growth. Giving yourself permission to invest in yourself is not selfish. It is strategic and sustainable. Investing in yourself means deliberately choosing growth. It may look like learning a new professional skill, reading about a mindset shift, taking a course, practicing a craft, improving physical health, or developing emotional intelligence. It is the conscious decision to expand your capacity. Just as financial investments compound over time, so do personal investments. One new idea applied consistently can alter the trajectory of a career or a family. Caregivers often hesitate at this idea because time and energy feel scarce. There is always something more urgent: someone else's homework, someone else's deadline, someone else's need. The internal narrative becomes, "I'll focus on myself later." But later rarely arrives on its own. Growth requires intention. Permission must be granted internally before it appears externally. There is also a misconception that investing in oneself detracts from others. In reality, the opposite is true. When you sharpen your skills, strengthen your mindset, and deepen your understanding, you increase what you have to offer. A parent who learns better communication techniques models emotional intelligence. A professional who develops new expertise increases their earning power and stability for their household. A caregiver who studies stress management improves the atmosphere for everyone around them. Personal growth expands collective benefit. One of the simplest yet most powerful habits is learning one new thing each day. It does not have to be dramatic. A short article, a podcast insight, a new vocabulary word, a leadership principle, a financial concept. Small inputs accumulate. The compounding effect of daily learning is extraordinary. One idea may shift perspective. 10 ideas may influence behavior. 100 ideas over a year can transform confidence and competence. Exponential change often begins with incremental habits. The discipline of daily learning also strengthens identity. You begin to see yourself not only as a provider, but as a builder, someone actively shaping their future. This shift matters. Instead of reacting to circumstances, you position yourself to create opportunities. Curiosity replaces stagnation. Growth replaces quiet resentment. Giving yourself permission is crucial because no one else will formally grant it. There may never be a perfectly clear schedule or a surplus of free time. Investment often begins in small windows: 15 focused minutes, one chapter before bed, one thoughtful reflection during a commute. What matters is consistency. Ultimately, investing in yourself is an act of responsibility, not indulgence. When you grow, your capacity grows. When your capacity grows, your impact grows. For those who naturally give to others, this may feel counterintuitive at first, but a well that is continually replenished never runs dry. Learning one new thing each day may seem modest, yet over time it can reshape your work, your mindset, and your life in ways that ripple outward far beyond yourself.